HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Congress Rahul Gandhi, Union Ministers Ashwini Vaishnaw and Prahlad Singh Patel were among those potentially targeted by Israeli phone hacking software. This was reported by an international investigative consortium. It has also named former Election Commissioner Ashok Lawasa, public health experts Gagandeep Kang and M. Hari Menon as potential targets of Pegasus software. Also on the list was the woman who accused then-Chief Justice of India Ranjan Gogoi of sexual harassment in 2019 and her relatives. Poll strategist Prashant Kishore and Trinamool Congress Abhishek Banerjee were also on the list. Raj Kundra, a renowned businessman and husband of Bollywood actor Shilpa Shetty, has been arrested. His arrest came in connection with a case linked to the creation and circulation of pornography by Mumbai police in February. The police have arrested a total of 9 accused in the case so far. The police called Kundra the key conspirator. They said they have sufficient evidence regarding the case. India will receive 7.5 million doses of US pharma major Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. It will come as part of the COVID-19 vaccine's Global Access, COVAX, program. India approved the import of Moderna's mRNA technology-based COVID-19 vaccine on June 30. It paved way for the entry of the first international COVID-19 vaccine into the Indian market. About 7 million doses of the Moderna vaccine will be made available in India. On behalf of Moderna, Cipla Limited applied to the Drugs Controller General of India for approval to import the vaccine. The US and its NATO, EU and Five Eyes allies have accused China of using criminal contract hackers to hack Microsoft Exchange's mail servers earlier this year. It had impacted tens of thousands of entities around the world. It marks the first time that NATO has condemned China for cyber attacks. The pool of countries in this effort is the largest to jointly denounce aggressive cyber operations by Beijing. It could not be immediately ascertained if India was invited to join or chose not to. The Securities and Exchange Board of India and Directorate of Revenue Intelligence are probing some Adani Group companies, the Finance Ministry said in Parliament. Adani Group said it had made full disclosure to SEBI on request for information and that the DRI matter was sub judice. The Finance Ministry said that SEBI was investigating some Adani Group companies with regard to compliance with SEBI regulations. It also said DRI was probing certain entities belonging to the Adani Group of companies under laws administered by it.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HD Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HD Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.